Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with the latest. The housing supply shortage is back in the spotlight off the back of the latest census data on homelessness. It's found more than 122,000 had nowhere proper to stay on the night of the survey. Canberra's been talking plans to build tens of thousands of new places over 5 years to help with the shortfall. Kate Colvin from Homeless Australia says we can do more to help people find places now.
The government are definitely making a good start, so I do welcome the commitments that they have made. But another important priority is to increase the income support payments.
The jury in the Malka Lifer sex abuse trial have retired to consider a verdict. The former Melbourne school principal's facing dozens of charges relating to alleged incidents in the 2000s. Lifer's pleaded not guilty to all offences. Labor and the Coalition have struck a deal on how the referendum on the Indigenous voice to Parliament will be rolled out. A pamphlet outlining both the yes and no campaigns will be distributed nationwide, and a neutral campaign will be run so everyone understands the actual process and what would change. We can expect the Senate to consider the plans next. And Donald Trump is still waiting for his possible arrest over hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. The former US president has spoken on his website overnight, Truth Social, maintaining his innocence.
Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick and it's fake news.
Security's been bolstered in New York and Washington in case any protests break out.